B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Michelle, you've been dating Jimmy for about a year now. What makes you think that he's cheating on you all of a sudden?
Because Valentine's Day is basically our anniversary. And, like, so he's just been acting weird. So I asked him, what are we doing for Valentine's Day? Like, what's going on? And he's like, I can't, we were supposed to have plans, and he changed it. And now he's like, I have some bowling league thing that they can't get out of. So
on Valentine's Day?
Right? Like, I'm like, I just don't know. I have this sinking feeling inside of me that, like, he's cheating on me. I can't pinpoint it, but
so
I
nothing,
just really...
Other than him saying that he has plans, nothing is really happening. Like, you haven't seen a text message from someone else, or there's no one hanging around.
I mean, no, I haven't, but that's kind of, like, it's out of character for him. But seriously, who schedules a bowling league night on Valentine's Day? I mean, it's not a singles right. league.
Is there a woman friend on the bowling league?
He doesn't really let me be a part of that, so I'm trying not to go to the worst case scenario here, but there might be.
What if nothing's going on,
and he sends the flowers to her?
Yeah, like
I mean, then he's not cheating on me, and then
okay. we can
deal with it. I don't know.
But it sounds like your relationship has some issues anyway. Even if he's not cheating on you, like it sounds like the bowling league is a thing for you, and. Mm-hmm.
If he's cheating, then that's a real big problem. If we have issues, then, like, we can work through that.
Right.
But right now, I just want to know if I'm being cheated on.
I get that.
Lauren, is this enough evidence for you?
I just think it sounds strange that he's doing something other than Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day, especially a bowling league sounds a little weird.
It does?
Yeah.
You guys are all right. Okay. We'll make the call. Okay.
Valentine's Day is for your loved one.
And we always say, if there's a hunch, there's typically...
Yeah,
right, where there's smoke, there's...
Smoke.
Fire, right. All right, Roy, let's dial him up, put your reader glasses on, get a look at that number.
All right. Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Jimmy, please.
Who's this?
Well, my name is Seal. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm looking for Jimmy because he's the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of his friends tagged him in our post, and I'm looking for him to find out who he would like to send free red roses to.
I don't think that's me. I don't really use the Instagram thing.
Well, it wouldn't be something that you tagged yourself in. We asked people to tag two of their friends, and then we would randomly pick somebody to win the roses. So once I get to the end here, I could probably tell you who tagged, if this is Jimmy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, this is he. This isn't like a scam or nothing?
There's no reoccurring charge. We don't charge delivery. We just ask you to tell somebody about our services.
And all right, if it doesn't cost me nothing, okay.
Okay. So who would you like to send a dozen beautiful romantic red roses to? Romantic roses just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. No, I think, you know what? My mom would love them. So,
well, they're
my mom?
Romantic roses. You don't have anyone romantically that you'd like to send them to?
Yeah. If you caught me like a month ago, then. And I would have had someone to send them to, but nope, very single now.
Oh, you don't have a girlfriend?
What? Jimmy, what? Are you serious right now? Like, what?
Jimmy, that's Michelle. Apparently, she thought she was your girlfriend.
Yeah, this is War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. It's where we bust cheaters.
I knew this wasn't... God dang it. Oh, man.
So, Jimmy, did you forget to tell Michelle that you were broken up, or?
No, I thought it was pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious. Is this how the rest of your four relationships ended, just after almost a year, that you just pretty obviously just ghosted them?
I'm not like, you know, I kind of stopped returning your calls and your texts all the time, and you know, yeah, I still respond here and there, but I just, I...
Well, when's the last time y'all saw each other?
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, wait. One of you said 2 weeks and the other one said a couple days.
Michelle first. When was the last time you saw each other?
Like, last week. Like, a couple days ago. Not very long ago.
Okay.
Really? I feel like it's been longer than that. But, yeah. No, this is,
Do we have the right number?
I don't know. This is weird.
Okay, so you're breaking up with her.
What's the breakup? I thought it was obvious. Like, she wanted to make plans on Valentine's Day. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go.
So you thought that meant you were broken up?
Because you told her you were busy?
Well, I thought she'd eventually be honest with herself and figure it out.
Why don't you be honest with me? Like, what? Like, we said it was a year of our life together, and you don't even have the freaking courtesy to tell me that we're not dating anymore?
Who in the hell thinks that they just figure it out?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not convinced that there's not another woman. How about that? How about, Jimmy, you come clean with us right now and with Michelle, and is there somebody else? Because she had premonitions and thoughts that you were cheating.
I don't got time for nobody else. I got work. I got my family. I got bowling. I'm booked.
I think he's dating a bowling ball. I don't even know anymore.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.